And let's see who else is on. Of course, Mike will be calling in from Hattiesburg. That will be a very interesting call. Then, in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to Ed Smith, who's the head coach at Sacred Heart. And he's got a young lady by the name of Jill, who plays football for Sacred Heart and was also on the homecoming court and won. And we're going to be talking, you know, when I talked to the folks at Sacred Heart this week, they're really wonderful people, and we just wanted to share with the state who they are and what's going on down there. So we'll talk with them. And then Joel will be along with his Crazy H report, and then Jeff Hager is going to go all the way across the southern part of the state and give us an update on Coast football tonight. And then we're going to be talking with Don Price, who is the head coach for East Webster. And he's going to be one of the coaches on the north side of the All-Star game down in Gulfport this year, the Bernard Classic. We had the press conference this week, and so you can go to the MAC website, and then we'll get it on the Fennell website as soon as we can. I want to remind you that tonight's show being made possible by Cricket, everything you want, including the price. Smile, your own Cricket. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we will go to the telephones and also update any scores that we have. You're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights under MPB Think Radio. Back in a moment.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition. Compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area. For 5G coverage, see cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. You know, a lot of small businesses have been hurt through the pandemic and through the hurricane and all that we've had to deal with. And quite honestly, a lot of them are really struggling. And that is why Fast Corporate Credit is making this show possible tonight. They have ways to help small business. It is on their website at fastcorporatecredit.com. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet, and we've got folks that we're trying to get on the air here, and have we picked up a score or two for
Yeah, we've got several here. Stone defeated Greene County 36-28. St. Andrews beat West Lincoln 21-19 was the final there. Moss Point over Pass Christian 37-27. Pearl won for the sixth time. They've really... they lost their first game of the year, but they have rallied to win six straight. They now they beat Terry 35-20 tonight. It was Pontotoc over South Pontotoc, 24-21 was the final of that game. I think that's all the I believe that's all the new scores that I have at this moment.
Well, we go to the telephones, and kind of a shocker tonight. Tri-County actually loses a game, and Josh West joins us now. Josh, that must have been some ball game tonight.
Well, it was. It was certainly a ball game. 19-18, a one-point game. And, you know, we fell behind early 6-0, answered with an 82-yard kickoff, and then we're able to force a turnover and get a score right before the half, go up 12-6 at the half. And then it's kind of nip and tuck. We get a stop. We go up 18-6. They get a 72-yard kickoff. Then stop us, being Tri-County, and then they go 95 yards and 17 plays in almost 8 minutes and convert fourth down and about eight from the 10-yard line. Fingertip grab over the shoulder, back of the end zone, about a foot from the back line, and then make the extra point to take the lead, and then we can't get anything going with no timeouts in under a minute. That game was as good as advertised, as good as it gets.
Wow, and that was ACCS, right?
That's ACCS winning their second one-point game of the year after losing a one-point game to Park Lane. So they've been, I don't know how they do it. They've got nerves of steel to play in those types of games, you know, three times already this year. But they've got a great, you know, got a great program. David King does a tremendous job. That's his 227th win in his 303rd game. He's Good looking great. For yet another state title. He won four at Trinity. That's what he just, they have a winning culture. Wherever he goes, he knows the formula, and those guys are bought into what they're doing there. Same thing in Tri-County. The Watson team, Tri-County, ACCS. Hard to believe that that's the first time those two teams have ever met on the gridiron was tonight. It will be the first of many, and one that might be one of the best that they ever play in the history of that series. So what a way to kick off a new rivalry, and you just have to think that those two teams are going to meet again here in the next month to 6 weeks.
I think you're absolutely right. Boy, these kickoffs this year, Josh, have just been great. I don't know why it's so good this year, but it's good.
Russ, I'm kind of going through a little bit of a dead patch, and so I hope if you're able to repeat that, okay. If not,
no, I can. I was just telling you, these kickoff returns have been awesome this year all over the state.
They have been, you know, for us to get one and then to turn around and give up one, to have two in the same game. Camp Shepherd, not only did he have a kickoff return, he's our backup punter. He had three punts and averaged over 40 a punt. He blocked an extra point. He was our player of the game. He did a little bit of everything in the kicking game. He was tremendous. And so, you know, one of the things that Tri-County needs moving forward here in the next couple of weeks, they've got to find a way to see if a couple of the guys that are out can come back. And we've got to keep that injury bug away. It's been biting pretty hard the last few weeks. We've got another guy banged up going to the aftercare clinic tonight. That's 3 weeks in a row to have at least one. So we've got to put a halt to that, get a little healthier, get as healthy as we can. And we played tonight without our number one tailback. We played tonight without Zach Clark. He should be good to go. He's in concussion protocol. He should be good to go in the next week or so. Might hold him out for the playoffs. But you really hope, you know, the fans of high school football all over Mississippi would want to tune in to that game. If that's the final and the NAIS network puts that game on and it's ACCS Tri-County for the 4A championship, that might be the best game of the week.
I would agree with you. Well, you keep it between the lines and have a good weekend, and we'll hear from you next week.
All right. Thank you so much, Russ. Appreciate you.
All righty. Thank you. Josh West, play-by-play voice. That must have been a great game. 19-18?
Yeah, it sounds like a good game. And, you know, that's one of those things. If you can get a long drive and eat up the clock and then score.
8-minute drive.
Yeah, 8-minute drive. That's
17 plays.
A 17-play drive in high school football, that's not easy to pull off.
No, it's not. But they did. All right, did you get anything new in?
Yes, I did. Louisville shut out Choctaw Central 35-0. It was Clarksdale beating Gentry 20-7. Moorville 42, Corinth 21. West Lowndes over French Camp 26-3. Gaucher won their fifth game of the year. They beat West Harrison 42-28. It was Belmont beating Potts Camp 41-28. I mentioned this one earlier. This was a Thursday night game. Ocean Springs, they're 6-0. They defeated Biloxi. Biloxi's another one of those schools that it just had – I mean, they're just – the schedule is just so hard.
Brutal. But, it's brutal.
Ocean Springs won 35-0 was the final there.
And they're the ones that Clinton led off with at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, Ocean Springs. I mean, they just have had – they just have had a hard time. I mean, they just had a tough schedule.
Everybody's
schedule is tough. But, I mean, if you're winning these games I think Clinton now has two district losses. And in their district, you can't really afford to lose more than a couple.
No.
Make the playoffs.
I think it's that way just about in every division.
Yeah.
You lose more than three in your – or more than two in your division.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we finally got Kerry Metzer on the phone. As George said, Picayune fell behind or was –
They were behind
They
early.
Were behind.
Yeah.
So, Kerry's going to join us. Kerry Metzer, I hear the sirens. You better slow down.
Now they finally found me, Russ. they finally found me. I lost my phone. We leave the ballpark at Hurley, and I said, I'm supposed to call Russ and him here in a little bit, and I'm looking. I said, where's my phone? I thought I left it at the park, but actually I inadvertently, I can use that word, by the way,
yes,
inadvertently put it in my grip, and it was in the trunk. So I pulled over, and here in a quick stop, and I got it.
Well, I'm glad you got it. Hey, you guys had a tough one tonight.
What's that?
Y'all had a tough game tonight.
Well, East Central's a quality ball club. They do a great job over there. They have for many years. You go back in the 90s when Dodd Lee went over there. You know, it was one of his first stops as a head coach. He turned that program around.
Yep.
And, you know, they've had a good teams over there. Then his son-in-law, Seth Smith, was there. Now Eric Collins there. They've had some really good football teams year in, year out. Guess what? They got another one. They had a 7-0 at the half. We had 43 yards total offense. We're down 7-0. And then the Tide comes out in the third quarter and get a great pass from Dawson Underwood to Otis, our wide receiver, Tomas Otis. Go down. We get a touchdown run from Noah Carter, 7-7. Next possession, East Central's on the march. And they get down to our 40-yard line. And this guy's amazing, Russ. The second time this year he's taking the ball to the house on a fumble return. But Amarian Tyson, 5'6", 160 pounds, plays linebacker, okay? You remember back in 11 when Picayune had those two small linebackers?
Uh-huh.
He's in the same mold. But he gets hidden back there, 5'6", 160. He takes the ball away from the quarterback and runs at 66 yards for a touchdown. Picayune kicks the extra point. They go up 14-7. And then East Central gets it back. Tide holds them and gets the ball back, goes down score, and then we force another fumble and get it and go down score again. But a big win for the Tide. Down 7-0 at the half. Stormback win at 28-14, and they go to 3-0 in region play, 6-1 overall. 5-1 overall. I'm sorry, 5-1.
5-1 overall, but the region is what you're looking at. tell us who's in that region, because it's tough.
Still a lot left. What's that?
I said, tell us who's in that region, because it's a tough one.
Well, the region, got ahead for us, we got West Harrison next week. We're going on the road 3 weeks. Got West Harrison next week. Then we got Gaucher. Of course, they've got the quarterback, the Olympic committee. He's a really good athlete. We've got George County left to play. They're a good football team. You know, and George County, again, East Central, good quality football teams. And, you know, it's still some tough games ahead for Maroon Tide in this three-game road stretch. We'll be at West Harrison next week, and then we'll go to Lucedale to play George County. And everybody knows what they've got over there. Got four or five kids already committed.
Yep.
We'll play D1 football next year, and they got a good football team over there. So, but I've told you, the thing about this team here is the defense. I like Piranha. This is one of the fastest defenses, I've ever seen at Picayune, you know. And this defense here reminds me a lot of the 2013 defense, maybe a little faster overall, but a really, really good defense.
Hard to believe. Well, so, we're going to let you go. The officer can talk with you, and we appreciate it. Appreciate you calling.
We're sitting here standing by the car in a parking lot. We're waiting on some food. I'm talking to with head coach Dodd Lee from many years ago. As you know, Dodd won a couple state championships. And we're just sitting out here in the parking lot waiting on some food. We're having a good
conversation. With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.